This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Wednesday. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in. Stay a while. A lot of topics to dive into. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day or two. All that forthcoming. Say good morning to our radio partners. Great radio partners. FoxSportsRadio.com, iHeartRadio, the 400... Nearly 400 cities around America carrying this program. Also, our streaming partner is Peacock. You can download that app and you can watch for free. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. It was during the season, in fact, probably about 6 weeks ago, maybe 2 months ago, and we wondered, how many job openings will there be? Now, we knew that there was going to be one with the Raiders. We knew there would be one with Jacksonville. We thought maybe the Giants, maybe the Vikings, maybe the Broncos. And then you realize we have Bears, Broncos, Dolphins, Giants, Jags, Raiders, Saints, Texans, Vikings. So 28% of the league needs a head coach. And it'll probably happen quickly. You know, once these teams this weekend, these games are over with, and then maybe there's assistant coaches on these teams that maybe will be elevated someplace. You could have assistant coaches on the Chiefs. Eric Bieniemy maybe gets the job in Minnesota. But it feels like we're playing the game of musical chairs, and you want to make sure you get your guy, and you got to hire your GM as well. And it feels like there's a lot more turnover than we thought. And yesterday you had Sean Payton announce that he wouldn't return to the team in 2022. Now, it was labeled in a variety of ways. Stepping down, stepping away, retiring. But the rumors have been out there since this past weekend. But Sean Payton has had a lot of success with the Saints. But he's been rumored to be up for jobs before. The Cowboys job before Mike McCarthy got it. Also the Michigan job before Jim Harbaugh got it. It just feels like he's sort of been angling for, I need a change. And then there's always the Dallas Cowboys, that he could go back there. He was an assistant coach a long time ago, and Jerry Jones hasn't given the vote of confidence to Mike McCarthy yet. And, you know, Sean Payton won a Super Bowl in 2010, 9 double-digit victory seasons with this team, somehow got 9 wins out of this team this year. But if I look at this team now, if you're going to jump off the bandwagon, now would be a pretty good time, because salary cap issues. You also have quarterbacking issues. I don't know what's going to happen with Michael Thomas. You know, that was a stout defense this year. But I think he looks at that cupboard. That's why he tried to get Drew Brees to come back. That's why he reached out to Drew Brees. He doesn't have any confidence in those quarterbacks. Now, maybe Jameis Winston. He got hurt, obviously. But I think Sean Payton said, you know, that he would step away from the team, not officially retiring. He's got a lot of options. And I don't know if Amazon moving into the NFL landscape here, now you've opened up all these new jobs. And, you know, Al Michaels going to go to Amazon. Al Michaels going to go to ESPN. And if that happens, you know, Mike Tirico moves in over here. Does Troy Aikman go from Fox to Amazon? Like, there's a lot of things going on right now. And Sean Payton is probably going, okay. Maybe I do a 1 year pit stop. Maybe do 1 year and kind of see how Mike McCarthy's doing. I can make some good money here and don't go through the aggravation. No one loss record. Maybe I do that. And it feels like that might be the direction. We'll hear from Sean coming up here in a moment. But, you know, the Dallas season, the way it ended, it makes sense. Too much sense. But then you have to come back to, how bad does Jerry Jones want to make a change? How much is it going to cost to get Sean Payton? Because you have to compensate the New Orleans Saints. Now, if you look at this, he's still under contract with the Saints. And I'm going to guess they're going to go, no, you can't just step down and go to the Dallas Cowboys. It doesn't work that way. We would like to, I don't know, get a couple of first-round draft picks here. I mean, that's what I would be asking for. Hey, Sean, we loved you, but if you're leaving, we'd like to get some compensation, some nice parting gifts here. And you go back, Belichick was traded, Parcells was traded, John Gruden was traded, and you look at what John Gruden cost the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, it turned out to be a pretty good deal because they won the Super Bowl. But the Raiders, I think it's two firsts, two seconds, $8 million. I don't know. And Sean Payton, to me, is a better coach than John Gruden. What's it going to cost you? Probably a couple of firsts, maybe some money there. I'm not sure. But it feels like, and Cowboys are in the NFC. Now, this is if Sean decides he wants this. And we reached out to him late last night. Maybe he'll join us. But just get some thoughts from him and see what he wants to do. And maybe it's broadcasting, to be fair to him. Maybe it's just one of those where you go, you know what? I'm going to exhale here for a year. That's all. And maybe he'll like it. You know, because Jimmy Johnson and Bill Cowher got in, and they never came back out. Now, it felt like Cowher was a possibility with the Giants a couple of years ago. Jimmy Johnson was always rumored. Hell, I think there are teams that still reach out to Jimmy Johnson. You know, Tony Dungy got out, never came back. You know, it's such a grind, the toll that it takes. Sean's been through a lot. Certainly what happened to that city. He got suspended for a year. He's 58 years of age. Is he the same age as Urban Meyer? Does that sound about right? By the way, here is Sean Payton talking about he doesn't like to use that that word retirement.
Stepping outside, like in the cold weather today, and being a little uncomfortable professionally or from a career standpoint is okay. I don't like the word retirement. Mr. B didn't like it either. He always said, you know, retirement's overrated.
Mr. B, I guess it's Mr. Benson there. He also said that the time was right.
I felt the time was right for me. I felt the time was right. And it's something that I've been thinking about. Forget football. There's other things. I looked at it as an opportunity also to see my kids more, to travel some more, to get in better shape.
I was waiting for him to say, have you seen my quarterbacks? Of course I'm going to step down. Now, if I can get Russell Wilson to come to New Orleans or Aaron Rodgers, then I'll stay. But you've got all these coaching vacancies right now. Who would have thought? Bears, Broncos, Dolphins, Giants, Jags, Raiders, Saints, Texans, and the Vikings. Poll question today. Fritzy, what do you have?
We've got a number. First one we're looking at is, did the Baseball Writers Association of America get it right? Yes or no?
I think that's too much to get into right now. We got Tim Kirchin joining us next hour, so I'm going to wait to dive into the Hall of Fame because once we get in, and then it's hard to get out. Do you have any football-related ones?
We have in the 2023 NFL season, Sean Payton will have a TV broadcasting job, be Cowboys head coach, be head coach of a team other than Dallas, still enjoying retirement?
I don't think he's going to be retired. I think he, what is he, 6 months older than Urban Meyer?
Yeah, Urban Meyer's 57. Well, okay, how about this? Will Sean Payton be retired 3 months from now?
No, but he could be a broadcaster. Okay, I mean, I guess he's going to be a head coach.
But you don't think he coaches football this upcoming season?
I'm going to say no, because I think Jerry Jones will probably stay with Mike McCarthy another year. And, you know, maybe Sean wants to look at this in a professional sense of, hey, I'm going to do this, let Mike do that job, and then if you need me in another year, then, you know, I'm going to be available. But the way it kind of feels, I think he'd like to try broadcasting for a little bit there. But you have all these openings. The question is, what's it going to cost? And if you wait a year, what's it going to cost? You know, does the cost go down? You don't want to go to a team that's got to give up 2 firsts and 2 seconds and pay money. You want to go to a team where maybe it's a 1 and a 2 and some money. But the Saints are going to want something in return. But I see him being in the broadcast booth or maybe in a studio show. And I don't know what Amazon's doing. You know, I know that they've talked about a variety. I talked to Amazon about their pregame show. They've talked to a lot of different people. And maybe Troy Aikman ends up there as their color analyst. Maybe Al Michaels ends up as their broadcaster, the lead broadcaster there for their games. Although there's a chance Al Michaels might go to ESPN. Although that feels like it's, hey, why don't we get ESPN involved in this and then drive up the price a little bit here. Because, ESPN can do whatever ESPN wants to do, but my guess is Al would probably end up at Amazon, not the mothership. Yeah, Paul.
It seems like Amazon could do whatever anyone else could do twice, like twice as much.
Yeah. Whatever they want, they can get if they really want it there. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. We got a lot of new T-shirts there. You Chiefs fans, Bengals fans. The store is open for you, danpatrick.com. This program brought to you by Impeller. Empower your investment portfolio with opportunities in Puerto Rico. Impeller is a new online tool that connects investors with innovative projects on the island. Available now, Impeller, your hub for investment opportunities in Puerto Rico. Learn more at investpr.org/Impeller. Fritzy mentioned the baseball. Did they get it right? David Ortiz, the only one going into the Hall of Fame. Bonds, Clemens, Schilling. No dice. We'll talk to Timmy Kirchen, who's a voter. He'll join us coming up next hour. What other poll questions are we thinking about there, Fritz?
I thought we had one fun one here. Best big sports nickname. Big Aristotle, Shaq. Big Baby, Glenn Davis. Big Fundamental, Tim Duncan. Big Hurt, Frank Thomas. The Big O, Oscar Robertson. Big Poppy, of course, David Ortiz. Big Shot, Bob, Robert Horry.
Okay.
Big Unit, Randy Johnson. You got 8 big famous nicknames there.
I like Big Shot Bob, and I like the Big Hurt. I think those are great. Hey, it's Frank Thomas.
Look at Frank by the smoothie bar.
Yeah. Hey, and she'll like it too.
Frank, I'd appreciate it if you stay away from my wife. Thank you.
Yeah, Frank looking creepy over there. Like, hey. Hey, it's Doug Flutie and Frank Thomas.
Hey, Jennifer, that's the Big Hurt. Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
Hi.
What?
And she'll like it, too.
Honey? What?
Wait.
What just happened?
Have you seen the one where they're sitting in the living room, and then it's... I don't know if they're trying to make it bad, but they did a good job in making it bad. What is it? Nugenics?
Yeah.
And she'll like it, too. And then there's a woman who comes in at the very end, very revealing top. And then you're like, whoa, these guys are players. Hey, come on, Frank. What's the secret?
Where's your pants, Frank? Come on.
I just ate a bag of Nugenics and these girls are all over me.
A bag.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's pills or powder.
Yeah, I'm mainlining it, man. Yeah. I can't keep these women off of me.
If Bonds had used Nugenics, he'd be in the Hall of Fame and have 3 wives.
And she'll like it, too. Sean Payton did answer the question if he would like to go into TV.
I'd like to try TV. And I've had some opportunities. I talked to Drew a little bit about it last night. I don't know that part of it that well, but that'd be something that would interest me. And so I think the hardest part is sitting in your chair saying, wait a minute, you haven't talked with a network yet. You haven't talked with, like, not a word. Hopefully that opportunity comes.
Yeah, I think it will now that Sean put it out there. And I don't know how he would be in a booth, or he'd be better suited for in the studio. But feels like that would be the direction that it feels like he's leaning towards. At least you got that kind of sense yesterday with the press conference. All right, so we'll talk baseball with Tim Kirchen. David Carr from the NFL Network will join us. We'll get his thoughts on Sean Payton stepping down. Also, are the Raiders going to stay with his brother? And I think Derek has one more year there. It feels, you know, that's just a tough division when you think about the AFC West. Because I think the Broncos, if they get their quarterback, are going to be formidable. And I think the Raiders, given everything they went through, I mean, they made the playoffs. I think that there's, I mean, that division, top to bottom, could be really, really competitive and the best division in football. But you got to get your quarterback if you're Denver. All right, we'll take a break here. We'll get phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. We do have the route for Seton's trip across country. I got a chance to look at the van yesterday, some of the pictures there. I was sent 4 pictures of this van, and they were correct. Those wheels are murdered. The inside looks pretty. You guys are going to be going in style across country, Seton.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Now that we have the route down, that it's going to be starting in Connecticut, not Atlanta, and then going through Cincinnati, I believe.
Yeah, we'll hit like Cincinnati, Nashville, Memphis, Little Rock, a whole bunch of cities in between there.
Yeah, but if you can check out the website, we give you all the places. And if you have suggestions, you can tweet those, you can email, and we'll collect those, give them to Seton and the French Kid, because I think they hit the road on Monday.
I'm still getting some requests of like, hey, I left my golf clubs at my buddy's house in St. Louis. Can you swing by them and bring them to Denver?
I think that's fair.
I think it is fair. We certainly have the space.
Yes. I mean, we love this audience, and we love to give back. And maybe Seton can pick up some things along the way and deliver them if you'd like him to. No, don't make those suggestions. All right. We'll talk to David Carr. We'll talk some football with him coming up right after this in the Dan Patrick Show. You know, when you start New Year's, you want a New Year's resolution, but how long does it last? Do you go, I'm going to go to the gym every day. I'm going to do this. I'm going to cut down on this. I'm going to add this. Make a small change you can make every single morning and start your day off right. M-Drive Boost and Burn, the daily supplement for driven guys that will help you shed that holiday weight and give you the energy you need to crush your fitness goals no matter what your age is. Packed with clinically tested ingredients, and you can naturally burn more body fat. M-Dry Boost and Burn, one small change you can make. Find it at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shop, or go to mdrivedan.com. You're going to get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. New Year's resolutions don't work. Make the small changes today that will lead to a lasting impact throughout the year. Try M-Dry Boost and Burn, lose weight, get more energy, and perform at your best. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. 2 beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, everybody. game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today and good luck. Phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. I think we found our poll question. Are we going with Sean Payton or the best nickname that starts with Big, Fritzy?
I kind of like the best nickname that starts with Big.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you'd rather have the Payton one.
I guess we'll start with Sean Payton, then maybe we'll save the Big to the final hour of the show.
Okay, and that poll again is in the 2023 NFL season, after the next one, Sean Payton will have a TV broadcasting job, be Cowboys head coach, be head coach of a team other than Dallas, or still be enjoying retirement.
All right. Yeah, Paul.
I saw some social media this morning. Chicago Bears fans are kind of in a quandary. Mm. Sean Payton could be available, and they're about to hire a head coach. He might not be available now. He's, you know, he's from the area. He played at Eastern Illinois. He was a replacement player for the Bears. I mean, that would be a dream for a Bears fan, but it doesn't seem to be the timing.
David Carr, NFL Network analyst, former NFL quarterback. You can follow him on Twitter at DCarr8. This Sunday, a special six-hour edition of NFL Game Day Morning airs at 9 Eastern on NFL Network. David, thanks for joining us. What do you think Sean Payton is going to do?
Sit at home, go to a tailgate. I think he's tired. I also think that the cap issues in New Orleans might have forced this as well. I mean, when you watched him, you know, he's such a good play caller. And it's just hard because, you know, going back between, you know, Taysom Hill going to be the quarterback, you know, who's going to be the guy? And he's so good that they still almost got in the playoffs. You know, great defense, yeah, but man, what he did, you know, just from a quarterback standpoint, and I guess a coach's standpoint, watching it from afar, it's brilliant, man. The guy's incredible. So let him take his time, go to a couple tailgates, enjoy yourself, and then get back in the thing. I think the league's better if he's calling plays. He's great.
I think that you're onto something with the salary cap, obviously, but I think he looked at the quarterbacking situation and thought, I can't compete. Not with this. And I mean, he tried to get Drew Brees to come back for this season. They somehow squeezed out nine wins, and they didn't even have Michael Thomas there.
Well, can you blame him, man? You watched two space aliens play quarterback in Kansas City the other day. It's like, I don't have that guy. So I'm supposed to win another Super Bowl. So I think that probably helped.
Could you see him coaching the Cowboys and they trade for Sean Payton?
Yeah. Yeah, I can. I just don't know if it'll be this year. I kind of feel like it is going to be at least one more year with Mike McCarthy. And then if that goes south, I think Jerry Jones is going to be – Jerry Jones has wanted Sean Payton forever. He's wanted to be their coach for a long time. I mean, I can remember back when I was with the Giants and that noise would swirl around. Oh, Sean Payton's coming back to Dallas. I'm like, what do you mean? Why? You know, and so it's just like one of those things. He's always wanted Sean to be the coach there. And I think Jerry Jones will do everything he can to get him to go.
You know, we have a couple of teams that feels like are in quarterbacking limbo. I don't know if the 49ers know what they have with Trey Lance, and it looks like they're going to move on from Jimmy Garoppolo. The Titans situation with Ryan Tannehill, can he take you only so far? Carson Wentz with the Colts, maybe the Vikings with Kirk Cousins. What do you do in those situations if you're not quite sure you have that guy who is a special quarterback or can take you to the next level?
I think you have to make a move. The problem is, like I referenced earlier, watching Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes throw the ball around the other day, every coach is looking at that situation like, well, we need one of those guys. Well, guess what? There's only two of them on the planet. So that's not going to happen. You know, you have to find a guy that will fit. We saw Tom Brady for 2.5 decades now pretty much dominate from the quarterback standpoint, and he can't move outside the tackle box. So it's like, and arm strength wise and arm talent wise, he doesn't even compare to those guys. So there's still ways to win in the National Football League, not having one of those players. But if you have a guy that's holding you back, like you watch Kyle Shanahan call plays, I know Jimmy Garoppolo has a great winning percentage. I know all those things, right? But I also know that he turned Matt Ryan into an MVP and he hasn't sniffed that trophy since. I know that Kyle Shanahan, from a schematic standpoint, is so much further ahead, and he puts you in such a better position than you would be just on your own or just with another offensive coordinator, that I almost throw the winning percentage out because, yeah, Jimmy's got to play better. They got to find a way to be better at that position or be cheaper. If you can't be better and be one of those elite guys, you got to grab a young guy, and you have one in your house. So it's going to be interesting, man. You know, we were spinning around the table. Me and Steve Mariucci were talking about this because he's a season ticket holder with the Packers. That's kind of weird still. The head coach of the 49ers, and he was saying, did you think what I was thinking? And I already knew where he was going. The Packers, if they keep Aaron Rodgers, they're $40-something million, you know, cap hit. If they let him go, they save 16 or something. Trade him to San Francisco for two firsts and Trey Lance, and then everyone's happy. And Kyle Shanahan and Matt LaFleur are buddies. They can make that thing happen over some Chipotle. Like, just make it happen, you know? So I think that's going to be a scenario. I can't imagine Jimmy Garoppolo being back with San Francisco. He's done great, and maybe he'll just surprise everybody, and they'll go win the Super Bowl, and that'd be fantastic. But I still think it would be a situation where you want to inspire your quarterback.
I can't imagine that Green Bay would want to trade him and keep him in the NFC and trade him to the 49ers.
I thought he's crazy, too. I thought when we started talking about it, he's like, but you almost – you would think that would be the last place, right? But where's Aaron from? He's from San Francisco. He's from that area, right? He would love to go back there. I just think it makes almost too much sense just from a cap standpoint and what both teams could benefit. Because I don't think Green Bay is happy with him either. You think, you watch how Aaron walked out of that stadium? He just kind of hit a little wave, and everybody just stared at him. It's like, all right, we won 13 games 3 years in a row, and what do we have to show for it? Nothing except our quarterback and our fans don't really go on. You know, so something's got to change.
David Carr, NFL Network analyst, former NFL quarterback. I'm watching Joe Burrow somehow survive 9 sacks, David. How does that happen? It's never happened before in playoffs. Never happened before in NFL playoff history. 9 sacks and you win a game.
I got sacked 9 times once. I did not beat the number one seed in the playoffs in their stadium. We got blown out in San Diego by the Chargers and Junior Seau. So that just is not something that happens, you know. And for him to keep getting up and firing back, you know, it was really interesting with the Bengals, because They obviously have tremendous talent on the outside. Joe Mixon's special back. Joe is obviously talented, or you just don't do what he did. But, man, when I watch them from a schematic standpoint and a protection standpoint, Tennessee, I mean, they had 9 sacks, but that wasn't just getting physically beat. They had issues, dude. Like, up front, they weren't blocking anybody. They were sliding the wrong way. Nope. They were a disaster. It literally reminded me of the Texans in my first year. Like, that's how bad it looked. And oh, by the way, they won the game. You know, so they have to fix those things. And that it's not on just one guy, but Zach Taylor and Callahan, they got to be better. They have to have answers, because there's times when there's free rushers coming at Joe Burrow, and there's 3 receivers that he's looking to on one side that are running with their back to him. Like, no one's looking, no one's adjusting. So they have to fix that, or they're going to get tested big time against Kansas City. Steve Spagnuolo is going to do exactly what Tennessee did, and so on. So my fear, and I'm not hating on the Bengals. I'm happy that they've done this. I just can see, like, the writing on the wall that I'm afraid that Joe is going to be so good that he's going to cover up a lot of sins, and they're not going to be as successful as they should be with him at quarterback. So we'll see. Hopefully I'm wrong, and hopefully they can fix this stuff. I don't know if they can fix it this year. We'll see how far they can go, but they do have to address it for sure.
When you look at the 49ers in the last 15 days, they trailed the Rams 17-0, came back to win in Los Angeles, found a way to win at Dallas, and then found a way to win at Green Bay. They are 6-0 against the Rams since New Year's 2019. How do the Rams turn this around and win this game?
Well, the Rams were up on them last time. I really think that the 49ers, it's a throwback style of football. It's a very physical style of football, but it's schematically, it's advantageous because they'll put Trent Williams at fullback. I mean, you saw the man coming across the formation and then just blowing up the entire right side of the line. So Kyle does so many things to challenge you. So it's not like you can just bring an extra guy down. You know, what's going to have to happen is they're going to have to just toughen up. Like, it's old school, and it's like almost junior high-ish. But you're going to need a rah-rah speech to get these guys physically going, because George Kittle and Trent Williams and these guys are going to just try and absolutely road grade you off the line. Like, it was a great matchup for the Rams last week because you have a depleted offensive line with the Bucks, and you have some absolute killers up front. You got Vaughn, who had a great day, Aaron Donald. These guys can just pin their ears back and go get you, right? What the Rams have to do is they kind of have to match. They got to use those backs. You know, they have Cam Akers. They got Sonny Michel. And they've been doing a better job of that. And I think that that's where they have to go. They can't get into just a drop back pass situation because, you know, Bosa and those guys, Armstead, they're going to win that situation. They're going to win that battle. But their edge is who they brought in the offseason. It's Matt Stafford. Like, we saw it. Matt's as good as anybody that I've seen against the Blitz. And what did we see Tampa Bay do at the end of the game? They bring pressure. He burns them. And he did it consistently. So I don't know that,
Well, the Niners aren't going to have to blitz, or they normally don't
they
need
won't.
To blitz,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly. So the only problem is, you know, can the secondary, which I think DeMeco Ryans has been brilliant. I think that he did a great job against Aaron Rodgers. It's very subtle. You saw Josh Norman jog out there, and you saw Aaron Rodgers' eyes light up, like, I'm coming at this guy. Right. And he got the first one. He threw it right at him, incomplete. The second play that Josh Norman was in, he looked at Devontae, and they subtly changed the coverage. They showed like a 2-man coverage where he was being doubled. And then right at the snap, Josh Norman jumped outside and the safety rotated down, and Aaron didn't know what he was seeing. And he went back to the other side, ended up having it wasn't a sack, but it was a negative play. And that's what they're going to have to do. DeMeco Ryans is going to have to be on it. But you know, I think the Rams are going to make a much better game out of it because, like I said, they were up. They had the confidence they could do it. But, man, it's the physical. It's the physicalness. It's the physicality that they bring. It's Deebo Samuel. I mean, how do you match that? That's not something that you can just flip a switch on and be. You know, you have to be that from the beginning, and that's been why San Francisco has been so successful.
All right, we've asked everybody. Everybody seems to be talking about it. Your solution for overtime in the NFL playoffs is what?
Well, I mean, my goodness. I've known Josh Allen forever, and so I'm a little biased because the kid's from the Central Valley, and I just watched him sitting on the heater you know, the whole overtime and didn't even get a crack at it. We even heard Andy Reid, I think yesterday, say, at least let the other offense get the ball. And I understand they don't want to do the college overtime for whatever reason, probably a lot of reasons. They don't want to do just a time limit, another quarter, because, you know, that's just going to prolong everything and that's going to bleed into other games. So I get it. So, but at least Josh Allen has to touch the football for me, because that'd be like going to a Dodger game, right? And it's extra innings and the visiting team hits a home run and then everybody, that's it. All right, everybody go home. You know, like, the Dodgers get to hit, but we're not going to let them, they don't get to bat. That's exactly what it is. So I think that you at least give the chance for the other team to touch the football on offense. And then if they don't make it, then they don't make it and everybody's happy. But man, it was a great game, but it left a little sour taste in your mouth just because you didn't feel like you got – it was a fair fight.
Thank you, David. We appreciate you getting up early for us, and have fun this weekend. How's your brother doing?
He's good, man. He's a little tired from that season emotionally, but they had a good run. They did pretty much all they could do, so – yeah, he's feeling great, playing a lot of golf now.
And who's he think the coach is going to be?
Well, he'd love for it to be Rich Bisaccia, honestly.
Oh, okay.
Every player in that building would love for that to be him. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see. We don't know what Mark's thinking and what they're going to do. And general manager's got to get hired first. But, yeah, he'd love for it to be Rich.
Thank you, David. We appreciate your time. As always, have fun this weekend.
You got it, buddy. Thanks.
That's David Carr, NFL Network analyst. He's good. There's some good opinions there. I like talking to him. A couple of phone calls here. Sean in Kansas joining us to lead us off. Sean, what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I actually have an idea for an overtime rule that keeps defenses honest, but it also keeps it fair.
All right.
First, I just want to give a shout-out to Ayoka Lee. I live in Manhattan, Kansas, and she broke the NCAA record for most points in a Divisional I game. And it was pretty overshadowed by football this weekend, but it's turned Manhattan around after we lost to KU this weekend. So, but overtime, if you give the first team the ball and they go down and they score a touchdown, they have to score a two-point conversion. They can't kick a field goal. And if they miss the two-point conversion, you give it to the other team, they can go down, score a touchdown, point after, and they win. But if the first team scores the two-point conversion and it's good, then the next team has to score that two-point conversion, then it's sudden death. Mm-hmm. Either way, defense has to stop the first team from scoring and a two-point conversion. It keeps the defense honest in my mind. Right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Sean. Yes, Paulie.
I think that's a pretty good solution because it makes makes a lot of pressure on the team that gets the ball first. The team that gets the ball second knows what they're getting into and they kind of have an advantage there. But if it's a tie, you're still going back to someone's going to get the ball and the other guy doesn't get the ball.
I would just have it, you get the ball, one possession, whatever you do on that, and then you get the ball, one possession, whatever you do with that. If you're tied after that, then it's sudden death overtime. Field goal can win it. That way, Patrick Mahomes gets the ball, Josh Allen gets the ball. Now it comes down to who's going to score next. Everybody got their chance. If you want to go for two, you can go for two. But that, like at some point, you just have to have some kind of rationale that says, can we do this after 60 minutes? Now go out there and now play for another 15 minutes and try to settle this. But, you know, I think the NFL competition committee is going to look at this. Because it usually takes something like this. If we didn't have this, then nobody, if you brought up overtime, people would be like, yeah, it's okay. But now that we have this game, we had this moment, we feel cheated here. Now we want to reconsider overtime. And I'm going to guess the competition committee will look at it in the offseason. Our play of the day is up next, and your phone calls, more of those right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today and good luck.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope. I was wrong, because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Clippers don't have a timeout. Neither does Washington. Man gets it in for Winslow. He'll move it from left to right. No foul given yet. And now they're going to, oh no, get it to Kennard. 3 seconds left. Top of the key. Put up the three. He's fouled. Oh! Luke Kennard buries it. A four-point play. And the Clippers with a chance to go up front.
That's courtesy of AM 570, LA Sports, Clippers Radio Network. Luke Kennard and the Clippers come back from 35 points down to beat the Wizards. Clippers, third time this year they've had a comeback of 24 or more points this season. That is your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Van. You can win DP Show's Ultimate Camping Rig Sweepstakes. To enter, get rules, go to danpatrick.com, foxsportsradio.com. You have to do it by February 2nd, and it's Mercedes-Benz vans. That will be the van that Seton is driving cross-country. A couple of phone calls here. Doug in North Carolina is back. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Well, first, Dan, is the van going to be clean before I win it and the, you know, after Seton gets out of it?
Do you want it show used? Do you want?
I just want it to be scrubbed down. That's all I want.
Okay. All right. Seton,
that's fair. Okay. Can't argue with that.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be scrubbed down the best we can. A little Armor All on it and should be good there, Doug.
Okay. I was actually calling to give you a compliment, Dan. I got to tell you how much I really enjoyed the Jim Nance interview yesterday. I won't take up much of your time, but the truth is I've never been a huge Jim Nance fan. He's never bothered me, but He can come across as kind of corny and hokey when he's doing a game, and you wonder as the viewer if he's sincere all the time. But one of the things I really appreciate about you, I think it's your best talent. I don't even know if you know this, but you can take an interview and you have an art of turning an interview into a conversation. And I think that lets the listener go deeper. I think it lets the person you're talking to go to levels that they normally wouldn't do it. You do this all the time with Rex Chapman. I mean, that's some of your best work. And you did it yesterday with Jim Nance. And for the first time, I was like, he seems like a really likable guy. I think I would like to hang out with Jim Nance. So just wanted to just compliment you on that. Yesterday, he wasn't an announcer. He was just a fan talking to a buddy. And I think your listeners got more out of it that way, the way you conducted that.
Well, thank you, Doug. I've known Jim a long time, and there's a Jim Nance who's on TV, and he's the broadcaster. But my goal is always to kind of take away your title, just have you have a conversation with me and let you eavesdrop. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, that person on the other end of the phone or the Zoom call has to be a willing participant to have a conversation with you, to let their hair down a little bit. And there are times when it just doesn't work. But the times when it does, that's when it's a lot of fun. And, you know, we kind of let you behind the curtain there. Chris in Alabama. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
DP, gentlemen, Chris, the University of Alabama, 6 foot and a soft cement-like 260. DP, I just wanted to call in, buddy, now that we got the itinerary out. You know, I drive semi-trucks for a living, so if you give me just a second here. And you may have to forgive me. I watched a documentary on Nature Boy Rick last night, so he may bleed in a little bit unsuspectingly. After looking at the itinerary, you are DP, and they are the Danettes. And you got to think big, man. This is the Super Bowl. You got the Sprinter van. You're going to be giving it away to one of your fans. You got to think big, DP. So here's what I've come up with, and follow me if you will, and I'll tell you like – I tell you like Denzel told his guys in training day, if you want to go big, then sit back and let me quarterback this thing. I got my people working on it.
All right.
Here's what we can do. We can get Seaman in the spirit of your mother, Dan. We can get Seaman and the French kid. He said he wanted to follow me around the day after the Alabama giveaway to Georgia anyway. What a better way to have him in the French kid doing segment impossible in the back of the van. I'm getting it worked out with the DOT stations so there's no suspicion of human trafficking. We get it worked out, Dan. We roll up. What I'm envisioning is something like out of Forrest Gump, people in a bunch of vehicles behind us following us when we roll into L.A. Dan, you are talking to a man who makes his living and rolls his day on a time schedule and time frame. Woo! You know, so we can get this done, Dan. I'm thinking big. It's the Super Bowl. You got to go big, Dan. As always, Dan, I love your body of work. Roll Tide. Woo!
Thank you, Chris. I guess we got a caravan is what he was talking about, Seton.
Well, I love that guy. Chris is awesome,
okay.
Man.
Now, where is Chris going to meet up with you? Like, maybe Little Rock?
Yeah, maybe that might be the best spot, right?
And then we just have like a mile-long caravan of people driving with you, truckers.
Maybe, yeah, we get a little somewhere between Nashville and Memphis. Chris might be able to get up there. That dude is rad, man.
I like that.
Heck yeah.
I like that. Oh, I like how he makes mention of my mom. you know, when my mom would always do, she'd run, you know, run down, she'd take inventory with the Danettes. She'd want to know how all the Danettes were doing, and she would ask individually. And then one day when she said, how is semen? And I go, semen? And she goes, yeah. I said, Seton. She goes, oh yeah, Seton. I said, and so I came back and told Seton, and then it just sort of stuck. Yeah, Seton.
You know, there's a funny thing that, because we've gotten a lot of mileage out of my name being Seaman over the years.
Yeah.
And there's a funny thing that happens on social media whenever somebody calls in and says Seaman. You could tell that our audience, we're always gaining new members of the audience, because I'll get a dozen things like, hey, I think that guy just called you Seaman. Like, yeah, no, people have been calling me Seaman for 12 years.
Yeah. Should it bother you more?
It's you know, my mom, but she meant well. I was like, how do you get Seton and semen? And she'd always give McLovin a comb. Every time she came up to see us in the man cave, she'd go, here, comb your hair. And that's all she would say to McLovin. But Seton and House Seaman. I said, he's good. Now, you know, then it got to the point where I didn't even blink. You know, she'd say, how's Seaman? Good. Yeah, he's doing okay, Mom.
Well, that's the thing, too. It's like we would be in a meeting or something, or we would have, you know, some people in studio, and we'd be talking. And be like, hey, Seaman, what was that thing that we did?
And you'd see these double takes by people going, I think Dan just called him Seaman.
And it did without even blinking. It just answers. It doesn't even phase me anymore.
Darren in Cincinnati. Hey, Darren, what's on your mind?
Up, Patrick. I'm a long time listener, first time caller, 61220. Man, oh my God, let me just put this out here. First and foremost, I'm born and raised Cincinnati, Ohio, OTR, over the line. And I'm a Kansas City fan as well. I got a Bengal fan walking around here, all dressed up in they orange and black. I'm like, this is not Halloween. Why y'all still wearing that? You know, okay, I'll give you an example. I go to the check casting place, you know, put some money on a debit card. I got my Kansas City gear on because that's what I do. And then the manager got her little Who Dey stuff on, talking about, oh, I know you was a Kansas City fan. You on my radar. And then she comes at me, let's put some money on the game. I said, Joe Burrow got y'all mixed up. He got y'all thinking that y'all going to actually win the Super Bowl. My goodness. So, and the whole thing about it, too, I know you went to Dayton, right? Well, I was at Wilmington College back in 85 and 89. So whole thing about it, we're not too far from there.
All right. But, well, Darren, got to go. You're in Cincinnati. People are proud of their team. It'd be like a Bengal fan in Kansas City. I'm going to guess they're going to be walking around in Kansas City gear. Suck it, Darren. Who Dey?
Whoa.
One more item as we close out hour one. How's your sleep been in the new year? I told you about a New Year's resolution. How about a great bed? Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. If you have it, you get almost 100 hours more proven quality sleep per year. And that allows you to spend more quality time with the family, maybe more quality time to listen to this program. Make sure you exercise. Make sure you connect with nature. Get outside. There's a lot of things you need to do to get a great night's sleep. And make sure you ask about the Sleep IQ technology. What is your sleep number as well? How do you find that out? These are all things you can find out if you go to Sleep Number's January sale, saving $1,000 on Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Beds, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com/Patrick. My sleep number is 75. The official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com/Patrick for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.